Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello again from Venice. This is Diego Aparicio and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here today at the 76th Venice Film Festival with Evelyn Van Houts, who is the Belgian representative of this year's 28-time cinema jury for the Giornata degli Autori. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm really curious to hear what you think about Venice thus far. What has the festival experience been like for you?
It has been absolutely wonderful, a bit exhausting as well, but it has been very nice meeting everyone, seeing all those wonderful films, and just soaking up the atmosphere here.
Wonderful. And can I just say a huge congratulations for being selected? What has that meant to you, and like, how did you hear about the 28 Times Cinema program?
Well, thank you, first of all. And actually, it's my second time that I applied. I heard about it last year, and to a Facebook page which is connected to my studies, my film studies. And then I applied and I wasn't selected, and I was really sad, so I decided to try again this year, and then I was selected. So,
you know, Evelyn, exactly the same thing happened to me. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Well done for being here. And I hope you're enjoying it. I was wondering what cinema you're representing here from Belgium.
I represent Cinema Aventure in Brussels. They're a cinema that is very small, that is also very connected to their locals. They have a lot of documentary films. That is something they're really known for, in particular musical documentaries. And they also have this wonderful thing with immigrants, where they invite immigrants to come and watch the films for a smaller price, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
It does sound wonderful. And I imagine they're part of the Europa Cinemas Network?
Yes, they are, yeah.
And are you attending the Europa Cinemas Network workshop here in Venice, or did you choose a different one?
I did the film criticism one.
Okay, yeah. Okay, beautiful. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Well, we wrote some reviews before we got to Venice, and then we discussed them together, and then we wrote some other ones, and we had like great discussions about what it is to be a film critic these days, and how the medium is changing, and everything that is connected with it.
Amazing. And you said you were doing film studies. Is film criticism something you're interested in long term?
Yes, it's certainly something that I aspire to do. It's not like my only option, but right now it is the option I'm working towards.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. And I was wondering how you found the multicultural aspect of being on a jury with 28 other people, or thereabout.
I loved it. I really love to learn more about other cultures and just notice how we're all different and the same in on different aspects. And it has been really interesting also regarding the films, how we perceive them from our own cultural background. So that has been really interesting.
And I understand that you're also meant to promote the Lux Prize finalists after the Venice experience. Could you tell us a bit about the Lux Film Prize?
So, the Lux Film Prize, they select 10 films, and then there are three finalists. And these three films, basically, they get the funding for subtitles so that they can be screened in all the countries from the Europa cinemas.
And had you heard about the initiative before you made it into the 28?
No, actually, I hadn't. So this is completely new to me, but I'm really glad there's something like this.
I'm very glad too. I think countries, especially smaller ones, often don't get the chance to distribute these films on the big screen, and the Lux Film Days is just like an amazing opportunity for people to watch them, and they're also for free. So listeners, please, you know, please go watch these films. They're amazing. Evelyn can tell you more about that. Which films have you seen and what did you think of them?
Yeah, exactly. I really recommend going seeing them. There are three. There's Cold Gales, Hammerskold. I hope that I'm pronouncing that right. There is The Realm, and then there is God Exists, Her Name is Petunia. They're both three very different films, but they portray very important issues right now in the entire entire Europe. So from whichever country you are, it's certainly going to be a very interesting and beautiful experience.
Thank you for those remarks, Evelyn. And talking about non-Giornate degli Autori films, what have been, you know, some of the other films you've really enjoyed at this year's festival?
I really enjoyed Emma, and I think it's a fan favorite because I hear a lot of people. It was actually a very confusing experience while watching it, but it really grew on me, and the more I think about it, the more I want to rewatch it.
It's been amazing talking to you today. Thank you so much. From the Venice Lido, this is Diego Aparicio, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.